Hi, everybody.
We're everything.
I'm the, my name is Quentin, and that's David Barrington.
Hello.
And, yeah, we carefully chosen some excellent tunes for you this week.
Yeah. Fast, broken up ones, and churchy ones, and also nighttime ones for all the lovers and the ladies.
Do we have any Valentine's?
Oh yeah, it's Valentine's Day. I'm sure at least half of the songs we picked out, just at least half, are probably about love.
And therefore, for the ladies.
For the ladies and the... No, just the ladies.
Ladies.
Yeah. So yes, please keep staying tuned.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9.
That's right, ladies.
His trade, a seller of lies, a heart so cold, he seemed to hypnotize. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He had no axe to grind, you never saw him smile.
his luck was good. He always dressed in style. He always walks alone. Crawdaddy Simone. He ain't got no friends. He ain't got no friends. He ain't got no friendship.
My pride, baby, it's my pride. Oh, na na na.
Not bad. Not bad at all. That was a Guess Who. It's My Pride from 1964. That's the B-side of a single on that great label, Quality.
Yeah, nobody has ever heard that song. Almost never. I don't think anybody ever played that song in Winnipeg, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, we're actually distinguished to have Ground Zero reporter.
From the time and
from
place.
From who was there. You rocked that scene in the mid-60s in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
What does that make you? Winnipucian? Winnipucian? Winnipegonian?
Winnipegger is the word they use.
Winnipegger.
Pegger for short.
Pegger. So
there was probably a cool scene around town, and the Guess Who were not even the best band, I bet.
Those were the days, yeah.
Was there? Did you guys... come on, tell us.
Yeah.
Let me see. What was his name? Junior...
Walker?
Not Junior Walker. No, I think he was just known as Junior. Junior in the All-Stars, and we'd wait for him to come to River Heights High.
Sounds good, Archie.
Well, the Guess Who played there as well.
Go on, Archie.
Yeah, yeah. With the Guess Who, a good live band.
Everybody
Kate,
thought,
what year are we talking here? That single was from 64.
66, 65, 60. Around that time.
Did Mr. Svensson really polish the floor in the gym for a good dance?
And everybody thought Burton Cummings was too conceited,
Really?
Yeah.
Was he a big head?
No, he's too full of himself.
Is it one of those things where, yes, he's full of himself, but for a reason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, consider, when there he is in high school, essentially baby rock star, and he's dating Veronica Lodge.
Yeah, that's right. It's like the Muhammad Ali thing, It ain't boasting if you can do it.
Can you boast about dating his daughter or anything like that? Did one of your pals date, Burton Cummings' sister or something?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you all did?
She really threw it around.
No, I used to play with what's the guy's name, the guitar player?
Frenchie McCorkle? I know who you're thinking of. Samuel Picklefeather.
No, the Overdrive guy.
Quincy
Overdrive.
Yeah, that's right.
Throckmorton.
Oh, yeah. Burton Cummings.
Yeah, there you go.
No, he used to play with him in his sandbox when I was a little boy.
Wait, who's
their sandbox?
Who's
what? They had the best one on the block.
Describe.
I think it was blue.
Well, yeah, the things that make for a good sandbox. Let's see, good quality sand.
Yeah,
good toys.
Good shovels. And stuff.
It's got to be a fair size. No cat shit.
No, that's the
old. Yeah, they had a dog.
They never had cat shit.
Back in those days?
No, sandboxes never had cat shit in them.
Here's a shout out to Burton Cummings. Hey,
yeah.
I hope you're listening.
Yeah,
anyway, he's a radio guy. Actually, he's on the air right now on our rival station.
On CBC. Yeah.
No, Co-op, I think.
Yeah. Oh, is he on Co-op?
Yeah. He got downgraded. He was so ashamed after hearing you blasting the scene.
Yeah. He immediately
resigned from his job as playing oldies on CBC. Quite right, too. The power of words.
Oh, no, you're talking about what Randy else? Bachman, not Burton Cummings.
Randy Bachman.
What,
Burton Cummings,
what else did we have? Awesome, what else did we have on that set?
What did we start the show with? I don't know.
There was a really weird thing, really.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it'll be all on the website.
What was that?
Everybody go to CITR and you can find out.
Yeah, that's right.
After the show.
Yeah, it's a reward for, oral vitamins.
CITR.ca. And then you can...
so far, but it never is. And you won't need to stay, 'cause you might lose your strength on the way. Sometimes you may feel you're the only one, 'cause all the things you thought were safe, ooh, now they're gone. But you won't be alone, 'cause I'll be here to carry you along, watching you till all the work is done. And when you find your heart, you'd better run with it, 'cause when she comes along, she could be breaking it. I know there's nothing wrong, we're learning to be strong, don't look back. And she may soon be gone, so don't look back. She's not the only one, remember that. If your heart is beating fast, then you know she's right. If you don't know what to say, well, that's alright. You don't know what to do, remember she is just as scared as you. Don't be shy, even when it hurts to say, remember, you're gonna get hurt someday anyway. And you must lift your head and keep it there. Remember what I said. I'll always be with you, don't forget. Just look over your shoulder, I'll be there.
Oh, admitted fear of approval when Mr. Miller, who was about to take a trip into oddness and obsolescence through a zone whose boundaries are that of imagination. Accompanying him on this journey is the mesmerizing sound of the twilight tone.
Song that apparently got to number 12 on the disco charts in 1979 when they actually had a disco chart. Those were different days.
Out in the park, beyond the park, seven parks all laid up, one on top of the other and beside. That was out of the park, man. That was great.
Your disco?
Yeah, that was... Well, disco is the second best music in the world, right? First of all.
Naturally.
And second?
Always has been.
Great samples, right? Into the Twilight Zone, you're dancing so freely, you end up going into another place. A great image, right? It's a little scary to go there, but not with dry ice.
And didn't Rod Serling live in Manhattan?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go.
Studio 54.
And the band is, because we haven't said this yet, is the Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah. Studio 54, it's perfect.
I did play them because I thought it would be a good segue into talking about Black History Month. But apparently I picked Axe by accident, the whitest group ever. Because we're looking at a photograph of them right now, and it's practically like looking at a blank sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play Method Man later on to make up for that.
Gray hair now, white hair actually.
Who? Everybody Manhattan in the band? I know they've all got white skin, white hair, white clothes.
Okay, how about this?
White eyes.
Yeah, I mean Grace Jones is synonymous with 1970s Manhattan.
And
good point.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in a very white place. So don't get me wrong, disco's gorgeous, it's beautiful. But a lot of it was and especially early disco was upper, right? I know it came out of the clubs and the gay scene, but it very, very quickly flipped over to an upper thing.
Dave, were you saying they discovered Grace Jones in deepest part of Africa?
She's Jamaican.
Oh, she's Jamaican.
And then in London. It's got nothing to do with Manhattan.
Studio 54, man. So that's Manhattan.
Well, she didn't go there until she was famous.
Let's talk about Tanzania.
What?
No, can I quickly reiterate?
Okay, so Black History Month. This is what I was going to, because this is an English music show. You guys might not have noticed, right? So I did a little research when I was in Coventry, right? Great Northern Town. The shit bombed out of them in World War II, and that seemed to sort of crack them. They became very pro-peace, and they were really the first city in all of England to have racial intermarriage. Sounds strange. Anyway, yeah, so this place that used to be just a hardcore working class cotton mill place, there it was, a spearhead. That's all I got, man.
That was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a few steps back and what the previous songs were.
Okay. One other thing.
We had Saint.
Yeah.
Had Saint Etienne. Before, that was a Saint Etienne track from before. Your favorite Sarah Crackers. Cracknell was even in the band, or she wasn't the singer.
But
Spring from Fox Bass Alpha.
Doesn't matter.
You know, DJ Kraz used to be on this station. One thing that she once did that really impressed me was that. She actually could remember the song titles of every track on this Saint Etienne album.
It's a great album.
And there's a lot of them. after that, the King Singers, Father to Son, a Cat Stevens song, I believe, but I wouldn't know.
Now, are they whiter than Manhattan Transfer? They sounded
whiter. The King
whiter.
Singers are like Menudo, where they bring in new guys all the time. So they don't have the, you know...
So that particular incarceration...
They don't all have white hair.
That particular incarceration of the band is not necessarily the one that you'd see today.
God, no. God, no. The King's part means King's College, Oxbridge, or whatever.
Oh, so they keep shipping them through.
Yeah, they just keep coming.
Soldiers in the Singers... The Lord Singers Army. Nice stuff.
Yeah, as
smooth,
promised.
Smooth, eh? Super smooth.
So on Saturday this week, there is a Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang Clan? The Wu-Tang Clan, that's this thing, natural phenomenon, where in Wootton, Essex.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Where the waves crash against the blowholes and clang loudly. You heard of that? The Wootton Clan?
Oh, yeah.
Not heard that.
Anyway, there was a tribute to the similarly named hip-hop... collective.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Nice.
At the Waldorf this week.
Ooh.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Here's Method Man. We'll discuss it Saturday at the Waldorf.
Yeah. secondary emotions that keep you stuck. Rip the fear of feeling unimportant and desire to feel hard.
We're done by.
Feeling.
Was he on?
Feeling hard done by or self-pity are both very destructive secondary emotions that keep you stuck. Lift the fear of feeling unimportant and desire to feel hard done by.
Believe in no pity for myself or others, so that I open up to be connected and allow grace and to be present.
I spoiled that by pressing the buttons in the wrong order, but you know what? You spoiled a perfectly good song by Spencer Davis by reading that trash from a phone diary. No. My monologue shall go on. Here, let me read from your notebook. Howard's in a People's History of the United States. This is a library list.
Okay, go on. What does it say? What else does it say?
Twilight Zone, Sleep, Grave.
No, no.
Hades, no. Hostel, Meth. Stream of consciousness lyrics with psychedelic undertones.
Yeah, it says Twilight Zone, great samples, great groove. Just complimenting you on your excellent DJ ship. That's all. And then it says Black History Month? Question mark. Don't get me started. Makes me brokenhearted.
As a graduate of the UBC Law School, of course.
Yeah.
You spent a long time practicing having terrible handwriting.
No, you're
as a professional.
I think you're confusing me, man. No. That's doctors. Oh, this is a great tune, isn't it?
Maybe letter rip.
Letter rip, man. No, it's a great tune.
I wanted to...
Okay, go on.
Oh, we're supposed to talk about it.
Now's when you're going to read from your diary, Barry.
Oh, I just did. That's what I was just reading from Barry's diary.
Okay, I'm going to... Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry's diary.
All right. Here we go. The... greatest mysteries on earth. Smell. Gravity. Homing pigeons. Sneezing. Sleep. Einstein's entanglement. Eye color. Why turtles and parrots live so long. Hiccups. The origin of life. The origin of energy.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chips with Everything in, is it sunny? No, it's rainy Vancouver tonight with actually a mix of sun and rain.
So a dry rain, tomorrow. Rain, everybody.
Dry rain, yeah, 60% of you will get wet.
Looks like the best day is Wednesday.
Try to make it your inside that doesn't get wet.
Yeah, it's going to be cloudy on Wednesday, so let's go for that skidoo outing.
Right, the
Wednesday
skidoo.
Wednesday morning at 4 a.m.
Skidoo.
English Bay.
Skidoo and fondue, folks. I hope you're going to be there for Take a Hike. It's only $150. Takeahike.org. Look it up. Spend the money and help at-risk youth fondue and skidoo avec toi. Oh, and when I said skidoo, of course you knew I meant snowshoe.
rock this place. What is he like? What's he like anyway? Yo, man, what do you expect? The guy's a gigolo, man. You know what I mean?
I've occasionally wondered whether or not Kylie Minogue herself did the that little operatic bit at the end. I don't know how I can ever find that out in the video she does. That's, you're just going to need you the German version.
I would say she did do it.
And rewinding back about Nina Cherry with the kind of scratchy mix of Buffalo Stance. And preceded by going back, actually, before we chatted last, to Here We Go Magic, Make Up Your Mind. Apparently they're from New York. I didn't know that.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I thought they were from, like, Pudsey. Okay. Like someone like Nina Cherry.
That yeah, that, from Pudsey. Thank you. Yeah, let's go to me and my concerns. Number one, Nina Cherry. That is a woman. She's what? From where?
Pudsey, West Yorkshire.
I had no idea.
Yes, yeah. Dad's from Sierra Leone.
Okay, right. That makes more sense. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, as much as I love Nina Cherry, and this is a woman who I have no idea to what degree she is the musical driving force, or if it's just her voice, but this is a person who knows to gather a good group and only put her name, her brand, on good shit, because that was so very sweet. Danceable, great groove, awesome.
Right. Thank you.
You know? But what I'm more interested in is hearing about Pudsey. If I was to go to Pudsey, you know, because I love Nina so much, to go to her hometown, well, what am I going to get? Nothing, right?
Town hall, a public house.
Oh, a pub.
Some public transport.
Anything?
And apparently, and here's the most interesting thing.
Yeah.
Several parks.
Oh.
And there's a, in 1985, there was a judo club established at the town's leisure center. So around about the time, actually, that Nene would have been active in the music business.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back home, the judo players were also active.
Interesting. Interesting. Barry, what do you think of
that? I'm feeling like, okay, is anybody out there having a deja vu right now?
Oh.
I am.
Really?
I feel like we've had this conversation.
So many times.
Isn't that weird?
Here's a conversation that we've had. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, hey.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
And
how's that for deja vu?
Yeah, baby. We were talking about the future, having gone that way through time thing. The proper tense would be, we will did see you 2 weeks from now.
Please stay tuned for Queer FM, coming up with Aiden.
And Layered Thick. They're beautiful.
Wouldn't it be 3 weeks was now?
Okay. See ya.
Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot. Who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of Mac. Even if my crew is steep or one deep, I attract attention, people like to feed. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. In control of many, like I am total commanding. Hang out with Stephen West, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war in a shot, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's a fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge. Brand new morn, no time to yawn. Showers on, power's on. Late for school, I catch the train. Girl, sip the style and whisper my name. I push up like an exercise. Check the intellect and inspect the thighs. Select the best one, pull it to the side. Keep her occupied for the rest of the ride. Read on my resume, she know already cool. Just meet me after school. We can moan and groan until your mom's come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone. Sweat me, she didn't wanna let me loose. Come get me, as if you wanna sip the juice. Cause the streets await me, so I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, and in front of the blood I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge. I didn't know the ledge.
Well, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's 4 minutes past six. So if you're tuning in for Queer FM, at this point, a slight change to schedule. We're actually going to put on an old podcast called Sunny Sundries from December, because Aiden is a little bit late for his show. He's running late.
But will it satisfy my need for vitamin C, D, and E, Quentin?
I think it will.
Great.
So it's vitamin Q.
Oh, yeah.
Please stay tuned.